This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Welcome to Unscripted. Quick note before we begin. The cast and crew will accept zero responsibility or liability for any decisions that listeners make after listening to us, be that good or otherwise. Honestly, people, do not take life advice from us, as we are not experts in anything useful. We're simply here to share our opinions and hopefully provoke thought and not wrath. And of course, if we hurt your feelings, that will be addressed at some point in life. But hopefully today is not that day. So listen responsibly and enjoy.
Man, a dirty me up. Yo, oh, I'm not scripted, people.
You know what to say? Him not mind the facts of me, a holy man, you know.
Rodney, that's straight.
What I worry about is the dirtying part, you know.
Yeah, that's straight, man.
You tell us there's something wrong with you, you know.
Yeah, that's straight, man. I don't worry about you.
Something wrong with you, man.
You see me the question, yeah?
Remember when that shirt there was cool, right?
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, man.
I didn't see a man go design that shirt there.
But I know, you're in Boochie, my friend.
Yeah, man, big up your beard.
Don't worry about you. Big up your beard.
The girl them face.
That's what you're going by nowadays? Oh, yeah. I was about to introduce him as Rodney Campbell. From here on out, we refer to him as the girl them face.
And you have the broom on the
room. Calm down, sir. Right across the street.
Hey, don't mix up the
international reggae dancer, superstar, Craigie T. Richard, why are you shouting? Don't, you know, have an inside voice.
Don't mix up the natty.
Natty? Natty don't mix up in a bangarang.
Correct.
Is this bangarang?
International reggae dancer superstar Craigie T.
Hey, yo!
And the girl in face. See, what does he call himself, right?
The man named Randy
Kelly.
Hey, I am your host, Kaffee, and we are on scripted.
His face is famous, and this face is popular. Know the difference?
I don't want to know the difference. I leave it alone with your famousness.
What are they?
I start the clock.
Boom, boom, clock.
There's a timeout. There's a timeout.
Mute.
Yeah. Pause.
Where are you, man?
They hard know who you be.
Okay.
Oh.
Hey, yo, yellow.
Oh, the man is there.
Good, man. Yeah.
What's the past week? Gonna boot your family good, everybody all right? Life is nice.
All creatures great dance.
Money I make?
Always.
No.
In my sleep, you know, those things happen in my sleep.
That is important, then.
Oh, man.
That is important.
Damn. Oh,
if you can't make money when you sleep, you're not making money, really.
What? That's the life we're living?
Yeah.
Man, say, in my sleep.
Richest man in Babylon.
Money
I
make.
You should read that.
I've read that book several times. And I'll say it to you, it is important for you to make money in your sleep. Make your money work for you. I know you for work for the money.
That is it.
And you know, so me reach and see that you come like me can't sleep. So clearly.
Well, I mean, based on the story, I just tell me.
So clearly, you can't make the money because if I make money while I him sleep, the money I work for him. I mean, sit up at night time, can't sleep, come here, say.
Yeah, if you worry about your safety.
Money me, I look away there. Money me, I look away there.
No, man. But then people, they try to climb through your window and everything. I know that they're dealing with this.
You don't even hear off. So
you know what?
Yeah, I've had some stories myself.
It only tell us we been through the valley.
Yeah.
Far more than it. You still not do the journey yet, man.
I'm relatively inexperienced, but compared to them, relatively inexperienced based on what I'm here. I mean, I've had some challenging times in my life.
Just believe me. Just believe me.
I've had some interesting times. But here, I'm normally upon.
Yeah, my life is a lot less complicated.
Other side. You see,
a woman ever there, you know, that declare herself your woman. And you don't know her. But yeah. You everywhere you go, you see her. Okay.
But then I have a different disposition. Typically, my rule. I don't want some rule. But typically people, if you're not familiar with me, yeah, you're not going to run certain joke with me. So we get your situation. You friendly. You're a friend of you.
Me?
People see what I heard afraid for approach me, dog. Them say I look like, man, I disrespect them or something.
I see your live stream.
I don't think I have that the meaning of it, but...
For so many years, you know, there are people who say, me unapproachable, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But those who you? Know me... Brethren, them say those who know me have a different version. But mm-hmm. people say, me unapproachable.
But no, it is.
No, it's just the circles.
Me have a moment.
Right?
You can't help it.
Yeah, people tell
me like a politician.
Him is the last person in Antioquia for years that anybody feels that them can approach. Until
second to last.
The moment him smile. The first person them go to is BSC.
Really?
Yeah.
I leave that one alone.
BSC always. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Mellow.
Lay yeah. back and
mellow.
Maybe that's it. Me personally, like.
Me have a bridge named Dean. Well, I have a bridge named Dean.
Yeah. I'm a road dog, that.
Dean. When the day Dean born, the doctor never even want to hold him to slap him because he look unapproachable.
He probably they have a knife or something. Kind of money ninja, you know?
Yeah, so.
Probably have like a samurai sword and say, hey, doctor boy.
Yeah, man. So it's just, it's perception. That's what it is.
It's glad just you like, said that. You know, I'm glad you said that.
Yeah, it's just perception.
If you guys say that,
everything is perception.
Absolutely. Yeah. Your perception always becomes your reality. You know? So
everything.
you might looking at something from your perspective and you feel like that's the reality. Yeah. Unfortunately, that's your reality. But that doesn't mean it's at the same
time. Yeah, but that's on the basis that you look at things through one perspective.
Well, how many can you look through? I mean, you only have yours.
No. Your perspective. I can see things the way he would see it.
Mm-hmm.
That's not one your perspective channel, that like, we just have.
Do you physically move and try to look at it from a different perspective? Or like a channel, like somebody
else? No, you channel different things. The same way in which you would have said something to somebody and you take the time out to try and figure out how it sounds to them.
Oh, so you like try to put yourself in somebody else's shoes?
It's just,
you think you don't say like you change the channel?
And... No, it's just different perspectives, you know. Mm-hmm. If you go through life with that one perspective, you know, you end up with that one way of life.
Fuck her.
Yeah. So.
Fuck her. I don't even love that song.
What?
What you mean? What you mean?
Even love that song, eh? That whole package they sound like.
I never remember when I talk about.
Yeah, when they start talking about perspective.
It sounds strange too.
And perception.
No, it sounds strange too.
No, I understand what you're saying, but when you go into this week topic, because...
Before you go there, so I just want to point out, I feel a Chinese son or some knockoff son in this blood clock. And there's no way an hourglass move this fast in like 30 seconds.
It's not an hourglass, it's a 5-minute glass.
No man, fuck that.
Yeah,
it's a knockoff son. A knockoff son this month.
No man, I mean.
Alright, well then.
So you want to go to Elsha, go put some different son in it? Or?
Alright, go on.
QD and S. Where you feel? You want to go on hardware?
You ready?
Okay,
all right. May I hear you go and say, yes,
no, I'm trying to figure out what you're doing.
Fuck that, you can't multitask.
You turn the hourglass sideways for the what kind of sun in it?
We need some less than dyslexic for anyone.
Same way,
I'm not trying to understand what you want. I'm the only one confused.
Same way,
typically, we're all over confusion, right?
That's not telling you.
With that said, Mua, you explain your topic, sir. Because you are the one who start the conversation, eh?
Me?
Yeah.
And we did start this conversation.
Technically, you raised it, sir. And that's why I'm going to give you the opportunity to take the floor and take the lead and start the conversation.
Oh, you just...
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
So Rodney says to me the other day,
the reasoning.
You know, more we look into the effects of when women cheat on men and how the men handle that. And how they move forward. Because typically, I mean, by now, all of you used to men, it's almost like common practice. Men are gonna cheat on women. We're comfortable with that? We can't say that safe?
Man can't cheat.
Well, I mean, in that see that? Perception. You know, the woman, them mind, them get cheap on. But technically, as Bundy said, man can't cheat.
I don't know if it's in their mind, you know. That's what they say. I don't know. I don't think.
You don't think they believe it?
I don't even know what cheating is.
I think they believe the words. I don't know if them actually experience the sentiment.
So with that said, more as Bundy, why can women cheat but men can't cheat? All of a sudden, you know,
I'm going to get quiet.
Men who are made to be promiscuous. Is that the word?
It's not promiscuous.
No. You can't promiscuous sound like somebody had it.
Yeah. No, men were meant to range and create.
And creation. Women were made to nourish.
Women were not made to just
so,
go around and do it like man.
So, all right, cool. So, yes, yeah, I go from a biological standpoint, yeah, so basically, yo.
It's true.
No, I don't. I don't want to disagree or agree in this case. I want everybody to give them.
But me never know why they make.
Perspective.
And cheating, really, to me, is some modern, like, last century.
Is it really a Western thing?
Argument that come up from our part where people say.
It's really a Western thing. Yeah, and when they get colonized.
They didn't like the black people's style, so them say, something's wrong with that. Mm-hmm. Let's create something else. And if you go outside of this.
The question is how it's not as prevalent for a man to know he's been cheated on. That is the thing. They're good, you know.
Pay attention.
So in the few cases, and I've said something earlier on this very show.
Attention.
Yeah, you will have your assumptions.
No.
But it's not.
That's what me to it. That's what me to it.
It's not many.
We don't pay attention.
Yeah, but
pay attention. You're very likely
paying attention in order to catch a woman still, unless you go hire a private investigator or something like that. For catch a woman in there, you have to good in it.
You really overrate the roadmap women use.
No, how much
Rodney. The mere fact that women already assume that you're an idiot and won't ever know, that in and of itself makes the roadmap likely to have cracks and chips and bullshit, boy.
Rodney.
And no, we don't know because we don't pay.
Him not understand where me come from in this.
Woman, now when you hear five times, you never take notice of it.
You see, there was a transition, there's a period in my life where I can say, yo, if a woman want to get born, they're going to find me because I'm very much helpful in that area. You understand? There was a point where I was comfortable being Joe. I only wanted to be Joe.
And the Joe, you know who,
who
get the most, man?
Brother, but you can't get born if me and Joe. Fuck is it?
No.
None of them are my woman.
None of them are your woman. Until the day you sit down and say, you have a woman, and then you convince yourself, say, but she is different than all these other women
that I
was Joe with.
And that's how me live my life.
Right?
That's how me live my life. May I tell you, say, men generally won't understand how easy it is for them to get born.
Of course.
Brother.
There's a man in the world who don't know that.
With that said, that is why we're saying women are able to get away with it so much easier than men are able to get away with it.
I don't know if
them,
you get
them,
away.
Them plan things that we not plan. Boy, back in the day, I'm sure it's now Craig Naga can say that. But back in the day, you're the outer party, you're the say one cat, you're the say, yo, shoot my shot in them. You're being gone, she not the vibe, and you're going to say, boom, and you carry it home. But, or you're going to fair yard. However, you never plan this, so you never have a backstory for tell your woman. So now when you come in 7 o'clock in the morning, she approve, you're like, yo, where were you? 5 o'clock in the morning, where were you?
Mm.
You understand? A woman nah, that. A woman knows, so she have a man at home, she can say, yo, Everything good. I'm going to see you tomorrow, 4 o'clock. Make sure you answer your phone. You as the Joe, you're going to make sure it's at 4 o'clock, your phone is 100%. You don't make your watch your name, Mr. Kali. You're mad. You understand? You see, men cooperative, women not so cooperative. You can't look, well, not going to say that, but on a common occurrence, you can look on a girl and say, yo, don't call me past 5 o'clock. And them cooperate.
Clear.
You understand what I'm saying? It makes the transaction a little more
difficult. It's less likely.
You have less than compliant encounters. That's what it is.
I'm not speaking for myself.
I see.
I'm not speaking for myself. I'm never speaking for myself.
Oh, you're right.
Brother. Chinese.
Almost 100 minutes.
Ha ha ha.
Is that 2 minutes?
Is that 2 minute thing? Is that, yeah.
Like sand through the 2 minute glass.
Yeah. Yeah. The one
but the impact. What about the impact? What about? Man, and I think I said this on this very show before. Right? I said, yo, most of the money would have get born earlier in life and can't get over it. Because
it's not
the end of the world.
You can't live a youthful and fruitful life and reach a basic stage in life and don't experience burn. If you've two things you must experience, well, more than two. You must get heartbreak.
You know something I don't know the burn thing about.
Hold on. You must get heartbreak. You must get burn. And you must know what it is like for broke.
You know something I have no, I can't speak from a perspective of experience with this one thing.
Really?
Yeah. I don't.
Is the case where it never happened or you just don't know?
Well,
I guess if you don't know, if you don't know, it never happened technically.
So, no, I believe it. There are a few cases I can think about when I believe say it happened, but I don't know. And
if you believe it happened,
I don't care. It's like, all right, so that is
what. So, it's not your modified woman at the time we're talking about then?
I don't understand that thing, you know. I understand why. I don't understand that bonafide woman is very strange. It's a very strange phenomenon to me.
Woman you're there with at the time.
Those things don't happen. If he's not married, I'm married. He can't be the only woman I'm there with at the time.
All right. Which is why chances are, born or the thought of it wouldn't necessarily affect you because you're not chained emotionally or deeply invested emotionally in somebody to a point where...
I wouldn't say that either. Is that... Alright, so...
The only reason Bun hot for a man, you know?
Because of our ego.
It must be, if you're being real about that.
Let me tell you what
it is. It must be somebody where
you're
really...
Let me tell you what it reached me one day. One day, I went to a store. And there was a woman in there. So when I went to the cashier, she was a cashier. And I went to the cashier. She said, Bumba, get in all love, I find you. I said, excuse me? She said, yeah, man. Is you all off, man? I've been looking for you for about 2 years now. I said, me?
2 years?
I said, but me not hard for finding. Sure, say, I'm here, but. She said, yeah, man. Sure. Craig Thompson, and she tell me my name, she tell me my address. Go through the thing.
Blood type.
No, man, sure, because really for the weekend.
I said, yeah, that's me, I don't understand. She said, I am the wife of the man that is with your wife. I said, what? She said, I am the wife of the man that is with your wife. I'm gonna say, well, if him with her now, him can keep her because we're separated, so I'm glad. So at that point, it did done.
Right.
My did done. You did. And when me close the door,
you did out the door.
The door lock.
Right.
So to you, it don't feel like.
It never.
So that not count. It not count as but.
That's what I said to you.
It never hurt me. I said, that means I'm a need for fucking it. That's what I was thinking about. She, but really and truly, yeah. Overall, like it
never hurt you to a level.
Not like that.
Because of a detachment you already went through.
So I don't know of that thing where it happened, while I am attached.
All right.
I've never really been interested to find out or to know. And it's not really the pay attention. It's not the pay attention thing, because I pay very close attention to things. I'm a detail oriented man. So me notice everything. If you chip a nail, me see it.
Mm-hmm.
Might not say nothing, but me see it.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, I mean, I thought broke off, you know. Me thought shit if it crap. Me know say crap. Me just not say nothing.
Yeah. So bone would likely be something that probably has evaded you. If you understand.
Not necessarily. It's not
an interest for me.
It's easier for that same woman probably turn around and give me a hard coffee, but because she already matched it and said, you know, no, me not that's something else. So, because little things, you can't check with him,
it,
you know?
It would have hard for me not notice things, but
cornbread.
Yeah.
But I mean,
no bullet though.
No.
You see, the thing is respect, you know. It's respect going on. Like, and that's what I always say. Like, yeah. All right. John, this is camera, right?
Yeah. I say give honor and respect. I love this.
Yeah, because if.
Don't disrespectful with your body.
It's rough enough to give permission. It's not permission I give. But if I'm away,
yeah.
Me not go really. Me expect say. You understand yourself.
You are an evolved man.
No, I don't mean say. Me expect say you're gonna do things, you know.
No.
But me expect say you understand yourself. And me expect say you're supposed to carry yourself a certain way. That's what I expect.
Carry yourself in a way where the man, where you now go find out.
Carry yourself in a way where it will not adversely affect me and the things that I'm doing.
There you go. Same shit.
Oh, outside of, me not really, you are your own big woman. You do. You answer to your own fucking conscience, you answer to your own fucking God.
Mm. But it's before you reach this.
But you see, certain line you cannot cross with me, and you understand that.
And if you cross it, point it out clear,
and it done.
And I don't need, you see, only if a man question and answer always is, if me find out me I get man, yeah man, me done. I'm okay ending a relationship with discomfort, you know, not. Me find out so she give me bun.
Yeah.
Because bun in my headspace is not just about should it sleep with him. So when a woman would say,
yeah,
it's not like we had sex, I can still leave her because as far as me concerned.
Yeah.
Brother, you can't leave somebody without a reason.
My mind changed for me.
But the way a man hung the bun, well.
To me, bun are not really grounds for end a marriage.
Right.
To me. But I mean it,
and bun is not a one night stand in the room.
No?
Well it depends on if it's an Easter bun or the small. No. That's why it's
bun. Suppose I have 70 one night stands.
You have some 5 pounders.
Bun. No. Bun is an established relationship outside of that which is established. Cheating. It's the moment. The reason them we talk about bun.
No, it's not
semantics.
Me not really
the reason why we call it bun and talk about how bun hot.
Because it's colored off a burn.
Off it hot because it's been there.
Onion.
It's been there, done that for bun you.
When a woman says she have a bun you know, that's something for burning you know, she has something for hurting you know. So that's the origin of the term, you understand that? You wouldn't know, because you did it a long time ago.
You think so?
So you, I'm sure you did it when they found for the English language.
Okay. Well,
long time you did it.
Well, I know Latin, whatever you say.
So,
okay.
When me I say,
yeah.
Man them have two ways, forget about it. You get born, you find out you get born today. What you going to do? You going to leave, you going to stay. Or is there a third option? Because I don't know if there's a third option. Shall we bring the money in the relationship and it become polyamorous?
No, some people say that bond has made the relationship stronger. That's what some people say.
Bring the man in a relationship?
Yo, you have polyamorous relationships with like one wife and two husbands, you know what?
That's alright. That's cool.
That's shaky right. Business.
That yeah, that's alright.
I mean, to each one, that's my business.
No.
Yeah, man, that's shaky
business. I mean, I could care zero with them who are doing that for them.
No, that's no, you couldn't care zero.
Woman,
Me and my Bridget do have two strands and one drink.
I don't subscribe to it, but that doesn't mean say you don't subscribe. You know, this is with the next person.
So. No, you can subscribe to it, but it just, to me, that means that you're. Shake it.
Possibly.
That's like self-inflicted money, you know.
Suicidal money.
Then an abundance. Cause not gonna burn you, not gonna bother you.
That's like a sin call for the truck with the baker van. I said, Give me a tree on Monday. Yeah. I just taste what I'm saying. You're balling.
Carry two more of yourself.
Yeah. And she said, would you like cheese?
No.
Yeah.
You don't want
to move. What did I say? Butter.
Yeah.
I can't believe it's not butter.
What did I say?
Butter.
What who?
Butter.
Butter.
Go on, sir.
Bonner. Wait, so you say you're not leaving. Yeah, stay. Because your situation is a marriage. Rodney clearly I leave.
It depends. As I say, but the bun is not the thing.
I never get bun into them.
It's the risk.
But you say I leave.
No, I said to you that I can leave a relationship.
Even if they didn't have sex.
Good. Just because whatever that semblance is to me is represent the same thing as if she did. But I can tell you that I have witnessed the bond that I am getting.
That must act.
And let me tell you something. It's not every man
that
really understands
different life, nothing.
What it's about.
Because that means it's in a your space.
Yeah.
Nigga. Not a bumbuckler.
Yo, I saw.
A space of me that pay for.
Rodney, you lead that part of the conversation. Tell me about that one day. Yeah. So you come home and see a man in your house, asleep with your woman. Them a bump and grind.
Never asleep.
I never walk through the door.
Oh, you're going to be through the window?
No. Incidentally, you know that moment there at Ed home? I used to blouse and skirt.
One piece. You're going about.
I said, God say no. Hold on, man. Foop! And you know, it near, but it can't go no further. And you go, so bam. And like for the very first time, you realize that at that spot, you're looking straight.
Right. You can see in your house.
And honest to God, you stand up there and I say, where there?
No, my house there.
Then you mean if you tell me, I swear to God.
Then Denise.
Well, no. The first thought.
Denise, Depp and Denise.
No. The first thought. I wonder how much time I've been in there and somebody could have thought about the road or a pass.
And I watch me.
And could have looked in there. I'm going to say anyway. And just for the waste of time with that extra minute, me say a movement. Because me know there's nobody there.
Supposed to.
That's how me know, you know. There's nobody there. Because she did something completely different. And I had no choice. I just started with me and said, okay. But I never quite expect that the movement that bring her around, that shortly after, somebody else come around too. And me and say, hold on there. And in that moment, I got caught between.
Kill everything.
You gotta be kidding, right? And, well, me I hurry up and reach before anybody even get an opportunity to change what's happening.
Mm.
And when me reach, me I beat down the door, me not hear nobody. Me I say, wait. So me I beat down the door. Now at this point, one would imagine you're already in there. You don't know who's outside. Wouldn't you shout out who that or something?
No, if you want me, I'll come up on my phone.
No, what I say is the person inside. No make a sound. I mean, I said, if you're doing, you know it's not me. So who would be beating down the door? And if it's a thief, come be beat down the door.
Thief not beat on the door.
Well, raise an alarm, whatever the case is. So I say, all right. And I want thing me know. And me response for in as well. So I'm going in. And I go in. And bro, there was one person. I'ma say, so what go on? Hey, you ever see that Bruce Willis movie? When Bruce said, where man? And his wife said,
which man?
Let me tell you something. I'm tired of this now, you know. Yeah, you really lie. Need to see somebody, yeah, you know. You realize, say, bro, you're paranoid, I'm sick of this, you know. Yeah, I swear to God, and the same thing I get. I'm like, me stop and I say, where I said to
so
me?
So, when did I come back?
No, where I said to me? I lose. You try to tell me, say, I say, anyway, when I'm done, you know, I stop and I say, hold on a minute. There's no way. In this short space of time, this dude just caught. I said, all right. I'm going to go out the window. So now I look to see. Where I was, you know. They try to locate it. I just locate it. I'm going to stay. So I said, so nobody out there. No. And the bee, for about 2 minutes, the beer give me the sermon. And if I was a weirder man, me'd have stopped for a second and ask myself, I wonder if me did just dream this. I said, anyway, little more. I'm left. You know, when me I go through the door, when me I go through the gate, the security guard who stopped me earlier and tell me, say, nobody not there, you know. And it never crossed my mind when me I leave. He said, hope you don't do nothing in the boss. I said, Bauer. He said, oh, it look like, say. Oh, me think, are you and the man? Why?
Really? So I see you give hey, Siki.
No, you don't know what happened.
Siki, I'm fine.
The man take away himself, you know. Through the window, bad man. Now, I can tell you, while it for about half hour going to an hour, it really mashed me up. I'm going to find a little spot, sit down among some brethren, and nobody don't know what I'm going to do. And I one man who was the driver, who anytime me not able to make some run, him do something and call me and say, what go on? The man said, where there? I said, where there X-Face? The man said, don't move me forward. I said, all right. The man forward and the man said, come on. Brother, what that mirror go on? I said, where? So he explained to me now, say, he was sworn to secrecy, you know. But he must say, him get you understand, say, me reach for that spot. The man take for himself. But she convinced me, say. So luckily, she think I walked away, realizing there was nobody. The man said, so where the man go? Do you did see a man? I tell him, say, yeah, I see a man. He said, they didn't know what happened. He said, when the man jumped, when the man cut through the window, him end up over next yard. Because a good distance. Do you never hear the dog them? I mean, I say, no, me not pre that, brother. Because maybe because I'm over there, me not too hear. And then me park the next side, so I mean, I say, me not hear. The man say, boy, that the man there, them not know if I'm going to make it, brother, because dog tearing from left, right, and center. So, right. Me now, on the way. Well, so, I'm telling me, him is on the way. If you go pick her up,
if
you go see, oh, yes, we got to help you. So me say, well, since she swear you to secrecy, and you just tell me this, me I swear you to secrecy, say you never tell me.
Right.
And all me can say to you is, for the record, I don't know, and I never seen a man. And there was no man. You know, so the man sell her the idea for true. And the bee called me 2 days after.
Like everything good.
No, no, the bee called me 2 days after and asked if me the plan for you apologize.
Bumbo.
For my erratic, crazy thing. And she really think we need to be done with because unless I'm prepared to see somebody.
So you did go get help, cuz?
Well, me and her left.
Oh.
And what she proceed to tell people is that boy, you know, I'm
psycho.
I'm just this crazy guy with, you know. The good thing is, which I forgot to tell you, I just about what I call a really good phone camera at the time. It wasn't excellent, but and it I waited a while, a few months, and just sent her something and ask her if by chance she have any idea who this person is.
Mm.
Yeah, and suddenly she sort of had this idea that maybe we need to talk and get over this. I'm gonna say you need to go back to your mother, born again. And see what happened.
You see, so you see, yeah. In this case, right now, I make a note, say, born real.
Yeah, no, no.
I mean, dog, me, I've seen, never see the person I give on, but I see, them will leave a direction. So imagine you're going to link your catty. You think of your catty. You turn upon Fair Road, she'll drive out, she'll leave Fair Yard with a man in a passenger seat. This is 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. Mm. And I said, I'm going to turn and I'm going to go about my business after that. Mm. Yeah, Dan, because clearly you have somebody, have something.
And killer, did I watch her? Watch her?
No, better.
No, no, what may I say? That's such a common. Oh, so, oh, well, you watch me? No, but it just happened. It's like, it's impossible for you to just happen to be caught in a moment, don't it? No, yeah. No, my spirit always carry me right, brother. May I tell you, say, I swear on my children, there are never, never in history gone down that road.
Mm.
The next road is the road for me to turn. I could have stopped right up on the main, and I turned and went down into the darkness of the road.
Because you want to squeeze that one piece.
And I, in other words, I never even have no reason because I go to the bomb, stop at the side of the road. And I went down there, so in the dark, and I said, all right, one thing for sure, nobody not going to see me. Right. Because, you know, sometimes you're out there, you know, and the one time you think nobody not going to see you, somebody pass and ball out your name. And yes, and but the spirit tell me, God, there, sir, I don't leave my spirit because I always. Yeah. That's why I tell you, if I feel certain things, bro, I act on them because I don't need this proof business. If my spirit, if my spirit show me what it is,
hey,
God,
hey,
that's something. Come on,
I mean,
and that help you?
There are two things I have to highlight.
Mm.
One, as you rightfully depict, and I can co-sign, nobody not own nobody. Mm. As you rightfully say, nobody not own nobody. So you see, if at some point you decide to say, oh, me nah do it for you, and you find somebody else, I can respect that.
you
go about it, I got to determine how me treat you after that.
But coffee, you know the worst part about it. When me did just a look that be here, you know.
You're going back on shit. I
try to tell you this difference in scenario, you know. Me did know within myself, say, she kind of have tendencies.
Free.
No, but she did tell me, say,
yeah.
Because she aware of my wildness. So, in many ways, me start focus on trying to cut them. Mm. My wildness, you know. I mean, not too pre, you are going, you know.
Mm.
But you see, when me and showed, we realized something, you know. Mm. Several times after that, it affected me on the basis that, imagine, look how me could have still in that period of time there. Just a go on.
I'm not
I need to tell about that.
That's the worst.
And then we go so.
That hat. Yeah, man.
You see, that, man, you know.
That hat.
Brother, this burn.
No, man.
This bun become burn.
You see that same place that I shot there?
Mm.
And the cashier said, XYZ. Yes, a bumbo clot.
Look how much
hot girl. They tell me I eat angel.
Yeah, look how much hot girl they make
walk past. Angel. Yes, what? Alright.
My turn.
Every time you know, you realize how much place you travel in the world. You know?
Then I say.
And how much door you lock in a hotel and say,
no,
I'm good.
Leave me alone.
But then I damn
me. And you say, for this one,
then I damn me say.
That coming like.
Is that me? I remember the girl in face and I'm
yeah.
Bumbaka. All the girl in Africa.
Aneta.
Bumbaka.
Worse. When you look at the levels of some who you say,
no, I'm not my child, sorry.
But we have to remove the myth. I don't know what
them the time they
so women obviously say man can't take bond because of whatever reasons. Sometimes generally some of the money can't take bond for real because they feel like they own the woman. Them feel like, oh yeah, my one must spend so much money but you can't do them thing.
Yeah, but
and that's what they eat at them.
Yeah, but me feel say.
But more
we talk about it already.
More bench them one.
And I said to you, the man, that kind of man, is not a man I feel they go off a deep end. Because
no man, so that's what I said. We're not address them there in this thing.
You understand? But
not address them on there.
Nine times out of ten,
we'll move past.
I think it is, and this might sound controversial. I think it is easier for a man deep in love get born and stay than leave.
Yeah.
Bro, when man in love in a real life.
It's not in love, you know. In love is that one positive and not that.
No, man, but could just commit.
Say commit.
All right.
In when a man makes a commitment.
And him say him in love. Commitment. And him say love is part of it. It for him to leave, maybe what him doing is sitting down hoping that she will tomorrow he will come home and she gone and she pack up and she left and him can say all right, but for him to be the one him can talk anything, you know, him can cuss, him can carry on. But it's all right. Especially when he start to guilt himself. Because like him start saying to himself, you know, I come back for Aunt me. All them days when me dad live like dog, see that.
Mm-hmm.
But me love her and me already invested in somebody, somebody that. You understand?
I pass that frame because we already go through that part. We talk about the man who go to extreme circumstances and the foolishness.
Mm-hmm.
Or, in a Craig case now, you have a different reaction. Because that is a reaction. So, and that's probably the one where we see most frequently now, is whereby you get born one time, and you write off every day. You say, yo, you want to give me a born, you know? So, I'm going to do?
Nah.
I'm going to treat you like dog shit. And, but that's the experience. Like women,
fear.
Women constantly have said to me, say, yo, why every time a man get hurt or cheated on, whatever you want, whichever way you want to look on it, by one person, then you use that brush there for paint every other woman after that.
It's not awesome. It's not one person. We use the person who we knew would never, under the face of Christ, creation, sun, moon, and stars, ever go out there with the next man. You see, that woman who you put at one place.
That doesn't exist for me.
Hold on up. No, no. The woman we put in that sphere, you see, when she had the one to give up, automatically, because nobody else never did the penthouse, everybody else left from basement to lobby, to probably 10th floor, automatically you say, then, no man. No. As a matter of fact, the next time you meet a next woman who you feel say, have the potential for the pedestal, you stop and say, no, bitch.
So Rodney is further reinforcing my point. Rodney is further reinforcing my point that
yeah, unbreed paranoia
then how we are how we go about it. And this is why earlier when they said to the man, say, yo, more time I wish some of the G them, the younger you them, would have find out, cause them a get born. They would have find out say them a get born a little earlier in their life. Because when it happens earlier, you get to deal with it as a youth. Like you get my heart broken at pretty early, probably 18. I mean, I say, oh, okay.
Yeah, man, it better at 18 because you go ball one away. When you reach 30 and just get born, your temper, your anger. But they get it.
You learn, you're
young, when you're still emotionally fluid.
I'm going to get to a stage where I can say, all right, yo, you're gonna be if you want to be a dog shit, you be a dog shit. Me not, that means me have to be a dog shit too. You get what I'm saying?
Because I think what
a lot of us do is we match energies. Where I'm going to say, oh, them girls are wicked, them girls are dog shit. So me, I get up and be a dog. You don't necessarily have to be a dog.
No, sir. I don't think it ever makes sense for a man to sit down and say, because he knows that there are some women who stay so, he's going to make it a point of duty to be that man. Because the more we go on acting like we want to be that man, the truth is we actually want that person who makes us sit down content.
That's yes.
Content.
Everybody wants content.
In peace. You don't even need love. You need
peace.
Respect, peace, and content.
Mint.
Good. But I tell you something. What makes us paranoid more than anything else is not so much getting born, bro. It is the scenarios with women that we are cheating with. In other words, them have a man. And we are doing it. You see, the scenarios that they create for us are that make we paranoid, you know. Bro, when a woman depend leave, from work for all a week, 10 days, and she live with a man who drop her at work every morning.
Yeah, man.
And you don't know so she depend leave. And you and her that, and she go back to work and get picked up. Ask yourself this, you know. When your woman look for you one at a time, you know, where you don't live with her, and she tell you, say, well, you know, me, I take leave, me, I go coach. She go check my mother here, say,
But that is why I'm
a when you sit down in a restaurant, and you look for a woman, you sit down with a man, and she look for you, and all the man, when I say, I wonder what I go on, and you get up and go to the bathroom. And as she walk in the man bathroom.
You didn't follow me, you didn't
there. In a moment, and when you come back out, and you sit down there.
Yeah.
And you see her sit down there, go on like say, this man is God Almighty, and the two of them walk up. And you say to yourself, yo, it makes you sit sometime and ask yourself, trust is really the cousin of doubt. Because that's why them tell you sometimes you can't only trust some people as far as you can see them because
you bring me back to the same conversation again. Because that's why I'm starting the conversation when I say to you, say, yo, brother, being Joe for a good portion of my life, yo, I say women got to some great extremes. I'm not gonna detail the scenario right now, but I say women got to some great extremes. If I mention one of them right now, the man probably figure it out. I'm not going to show that.
See
you. You get what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So, it's a case where I say, bro, if we understood the levels of women not going to forgive on, it doesn't make sense with China. Me and pure personally not China.
That was up, Greg.
No way, I'm not going to China.
You in a T.O.K.
If my woman
watch all that wickedness I go on. You in a T.O.K. Them have brethren for... Oh, jeez.
Decades.
Just picture. Craig, there one spot, a drink. And a woman walk up to him. Then with him and what have you. And at some point tonight, them make a wicked move, everything good. And tomorrow, I'm sit down and I'm gonna say, yo, what go on this last night? Come back, bro. Buckabee, I'm gonna tell you something, man. Right? Fast forward like 2 weeks after, you go to the studio, and when you look good, at somebody else in the group, forward with her. And this is the first
a lot in entertainment.
Watch this. This is the first time you are meet this girl. Well, one of them I tell you about how long I said, yeah, man, really. She knows as a fact who you are. And she decides she gonna sleep with you
anyway.
For burn him out here. But
sometimes you don't have nothing to do the next person.
You don't know, say one day the man look for you good and tell you, say.
You might go marry her.
No. Then Craig, you don't know, say, you never think me that find out. Find out what, bro? See, you're not. What you talking about, bro? Kill him dead, you know?
Me, no.
You must did know, you know?
Yeah.
You must did know. Hey, and that's why when a man do a song with a guitar, you wonder when he must strum it. Them girls are wicked, them wicked, them wicked. Them girls are wicked, them wicked, them wicked. Yeah. I don't know why them girls are so wicked.
Yo, I want to speak through the gamut.
Read your Bible.
So, right now, give us some good hypotheticals. But I want to go through.
People that more you think like him, they're hypotheticals. I am not speaking about myself.
Again. You did see how he said earlier.
That's what he said, right? I'm saying the same thing, man.
But more than money, think about the whole the concept.
Ring the bell, I'd like a drink. Oh shit, that haven't stopped the show.
For the concept. Yeah, but forget what I said. Yeah. Yeah. Kill me today.
No, I said, Stop.
What are you putting in a drink?
No, what's for drinks?
What did he put in his drink?
No, what's the one for drinks?
Because he came with his own drink, you know? Our drinks arrived together.
Yeah.
He came with his own drink.
I figured the one for drinks is
somebody
probably...
Somebody put something in your cup.
I don't know.
What somebody put in there? You can your drink.
Hey, watch it, dude.
You're safe right here, bro. Trust me.
I didn't make the drinks.
You don't nobody type in here.
I didn't make the drinks. No,
you're
safe.
You're safe.
Fuck that one.
You still make the drink?
About day drip, drug. Watch it.
That leave it alone down there. What the concept?
Yeah.
So yo, your woman gave one. You find out. You now cut. Rodney already tell you say my cut.
I doubt it, yeah.
More than likely. Yeah.
What if there were assets involved and on the better it.
There's
a child involved. I want to have to relate going forward. Because it's a real life scenario. No, sometimes man baby mother get them born. I want to have to have interpersonal relations going forward. I want to have to be civil going forward. How does a man get himself in a state where him can take care of his youth and his responsibilities and not lash out and displaying pain and make everybody else around him feeling pain? Because that's something difficult for you.
Not really. All you have to do is regard your child as more valuable than everything else. If you make your mother still the focus of everything, then your anger becomes, and you have to start navigating. Once it's him at the focus, and you can't afford every time you see him, for him to ever see anything. So it's just about him. And she chances are not really one chip you off neither.
That's how you go wrong. Because there are a lot of them who will go to the extra mile for trigger.
Just the trigger.
And that is the point of me. I say to you, unless you come to a place where you are healed within yourself.
Then if you know, say she's into the bag of triggering business. Whether you like it or not,
when you're in the space, you're not going to see it.
No.
When you're in the space, when you're in the position when somebody trigger you, you're not see it.
No, man, I mean, if you go for the youth and she start coming with excitement and you know that's
her. She not come with excitement. I tell you the slick one them. The slick one them do something like this. Oh, today did I come? I never remember. Wait till you reach at the yard, you know. I never remember. You have to come back in the next 2 hours. You don't have like a style, eh?
Yeah, so what you do?
You know
you're pissed off. Okay. And you know it's likely that by the time you start cuss over it, in the midst of your cussing, you're gonna look slightly to the left and you're gonna see a youth standing there. So mm-hmm. You don't know what happened. Always remember.
You're not gonna see a youth, but we are
sooner or later. Take care of yourself, rude boy. Sooner or later, your youth will be the first one to start argue about.
Yeah, no argue with him. And that's for me there. I never really run them chicken and Joe, you know.
Mm.
Yeah, man, I don't know no argument, man. Come for me, youth. If you're not ready, or you want this or you want that, then I
got. Yeah, man. Who suffer?
It's simple.
I don't know.
The youth. Yeah, but it's not my doing why the youth suffer bad, man.
Well, I mean.
What a bumble clutter got? That little sufferation of going to your grow, man. Then when you grow, you will come realize and you say, oh, it's shit, daddy, I never realized that is what was going on.
Same with my bumble, well.
Yeah, when you go so far, you don't, it's hard for you to reach that point then.
Yeah. You're not preaching to him. You're not preaching.
Get him mother to him. Yeah.
But you have, what is the value of the youth? Do you want to prove to him that your mother now move right? Just so you can look
good at the moment. So
the best
one
thing to do is take time
and
go on.
One time they go through the fight thing there. Pick up me youth one time. And even though I am not sorry that I went through that, I wouldn't do it again. I wouldn't have any kind of, and it was verbal, it wasn't physical. I wouldn't have any kind of.
And when you're done, you feel fucked up.
Altercation like that.
When you're done, you never feel good when you're done. No.
Can't feel good.
So.
Right.
I don't know. Yeah, but they start watch something the other day. This girl, the white girl, she start talking and she start make a point. Like she say, yo, men have it so difficult because we don't have to live for self alone. Well, the one them with responsibility and people who follow him and look up to us. We have to live for them too.
Yeah.
So it's easy for us to if you don't have nobody to look up to you, easy for you just live your life and you act on impulse and act on emotion and
which means you're not rich.
But you are highlighting a next level where when a man reach somewhere in their life and him have somebody who look up to them.
Yeah.
More than just satisfying your desire for whatever it be, revenge, just fulfill, satisfied in yourself.
But tell you something.
You can put that to the side and choose for set an example for those who are.
A lot of the mistakes that we make, we've been fortunate in instances to be forgiven for them. Or for us to have changed them. So now you look back and say, well, that was 20 years ago. Right? I'm sure my daughters, if them sit down, they're going to tell you that same kind of thing. In some early day life, some things that go on. And in order for one side kind of run a protection of the moment, I start to get seen in another moment, they're like, hold on. And I had to make a decision. Am I going to be me and only about what I'm thinking, which could mean that I burn the whole village down? Or am I going to sit back, allow some time to pass, hurtful time, and then choose a route and show, and suddenly it's like, Ray, and make them now have to sit down and say, we can't stop this. And as the years go by, everybody in harmony. Because believe me, I burned down the village, you know. I understand one thing. When you finish,
yeah, man. Fuck up.
There's still more village. Yeah, you know what I mean? It's like you don't realize
it can't be.
There's it can't more. So. Yeah. So it's either you're going.
You have to make peace with it. Because it's not gonna win.
And you can't fault me. If when me 21, 22, I'm not a handbook and a guide and them something there. You hear all kind of versions of different things from people who say them no. So at the end, and becoming the man.
Yeah.
Appreciate the fact that I get to a point where I can say, yo, all right, and the different approach work, and I can see Craig forward, and I reach to a level that I can say, brother, we kind of been there, you know. I not tell you how to live your life.
However, what in my experience, yeah, this is what happened. You see, what we had the right, so everything right, so the white floor, the white walls and thing. Big up ideas, evolution, you know what I mean?
Now, what way am I going?
Every week, that's where we are.
Concerned, you know, because, you know, when you go to the studio,
the QR code up on the screen if you know how to book it. What we are doing still?
Is it on the screen? Is it
yeah, man, can you ride, so? Right? Over your head. You can touch it, also. Mad thing. Believe me. So, but what we are doing right here is, as Craig like to put it, elder statesmen in the game. Mm. There's a reason why I'm going to ask some of the questions I'm going to ask. I'm going to try to angle the conversation in a certain way.
End up in the elder category, you know.
Brother, I'm not even going to get a joke.
Judge.
But the young youth, they're supposed to listen to we, you know. You know what I mean?
Because we track record of being out there.
Yeah.
Him live more life than many elders who 30 years old.
What about that? What may I say?
No, the truth. You're seeing a lot, bro.
The reason why we have the conversations we have from the perspectives we have them is so that the younger youth them can say, this is not me alone, I experienced this. You know what I mean? Because what happened in enough instances, what I've seen is the young youth them just them go through something and them feel like them world has come to an end. Them feel like them alone are go through it. Nobody now gonna understand. Them embarrassed, them pride, all kind of thing. Them feel like they can't survive. I mean, I try to show our program, really have to show the youth them say, yo, G, we go through some things in our life. Mm-hmm. Be as much as the man them right, just a sit down, a celebrity. Born universal. And not just because of Easter, why we have to talk about.
And I tell you something in a coffee. Now for the youth them we have to talk about and say, them not really have no tomorrow in their mind.
Mm.
You also have the youth to sit down and say, yo, you see the man there as an artist. I saw them man they live in the dark.
In their mind.
They don't know who Craig Thompson is.
We are removed.
They know. And so them start plot. So them out there live, and I say, oh, you mean they are aspiring to something that they believe exists. Mm-hmm. So that's when we sit down and try to say to them, yo, you know, say this exists for true in the world. But you know why we over here, sir? At the moment of them stop and say, then Ozin, you see that Ozin moment there? And I know for the people them out there I do them sort of something, yeah. Them not pre the Ozin.
Them not try.
Them
not try. They not try to make the youth benefit.
No, them not there for the youth.
So
you know what I mean,
we just about reach the end. I think we should be able to close the conversation, huh? No? I don't want to talk about more bun. Because Easter time, you know. Personally, I don't love the one with raisins, but you know them one there with fruits, the little green fruits and the red fruits. I don't love them. I can't tolerate little raisins, but no.
What's the best bun?
I'm not going to say the brand. Zin?
You're not going to say the brand?
No. But you have a
is a little brand or a long word?
It have a name. But them there. In Central Jamaica.
Central Jamaica is St. Mary, don't?
No.
But Central Jamaica, the St. Mary.
Man never St. Elizabeth, then you're ready.
That's not Central, that's
South. That's the Central Jamaica.
That's South Coast, don't?
It's more Central than anything else.
Okay, all right.
It's the middle of the island.
Okay.
That are my favorite. You have a favorite? You're one of the letter brand.
Bro, I'll be honest with you.
When you buy
so when you buy bro, let me tell you something.
Don't say you're a brand.
No.
I'm say letter brand.
No, no.
One letter brand.
I'll be very honest with you. And I know two of my friends out there that do this bond business are not going to be very happy. But, man, where's the quality? Right across the board, the quality kind of gone, man. From the letter to the long name, them to the Man, to the pure vibes, everything that's...
You know, say I have a company, a Portland, to make some bossy bun.
I wonder for the holy bull of people.
You have a them same people. You have a preference or in a business?
Bad man.
It's a bun of bun. You just a take bun left, right, and center.
Bad insane.
No, the man say any bun will do.
Left, right, in the chair.
Bun of bun.
Just accept bun.
Yeah. Some man of bun.
Any closing words?
No. Closing words?
Yes, sir. Respect.
Bun like anything else. Can happen, will happen, might happen. How you navigate it is the most important thing, God, trust me. It can finish you, it can fix you. Make up your mind or you go through life.
But
respect.
Respect are your closing words. Yeah, give thanks. I guess the last thing I can say on the topic is, everything a part of a journey, my lad. The good, the bad, the in-between. You know what I mean? What you feel like is bad today, 5 days, 5 hours, 5 weeks, 5 years down the road, might turn out to be a saving grace. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, take everything, good, bad, in-between, whether you like it or not, accept it, make it part of your journey, grow from it, be better.
I wouldn't say one thing, sorry.
Take it, go.
Respond or react.
Facts.
Man, that is so... Hey, how you say...
I'm telling you, it's more involved than the rest of us.
Profound. Yes.
It's definitely more involved than the rest of us.
Profound.
Because that, you know, that we go and get to. Because there's a point over there talk about... Look, we're closing the thing. But there's a point over there talk about how you treat the situation. And the truth is, if you handle it right then and there, you really have a rock and you're going to do something emotional. Take yourself out of the situation, leave, as Rodney do.
Cut. Evaluate, assess.
Yeah.
Debate.
Understand what you want.
Debate, not dispute.
Yeah, that is it. So understand what you want.
Yeah.
Start with the end goal inside and then reverse engineer that shit. Come all the way back and say, all right, this is how I'm going to deal with it. You know what I mean?
Shit, no, then. No, I'm start go reverse engineer. Fuck that shit. Better with us, bro.
Listen, too difficult.
No, you're...
All right, say less.
Yeah.
Until next week,
that's people. That's too cerebral, bro.
Too cerebral.
Yeah.
Until next week. This has been another episode of...
Unscripted.